Hi, Steve. How you doing?
So I'm the material guy?
In a way. Yeah, you're good for some you're good for some material tonight, I'll tell you that. Oh, by the way, let me back up a second. Say it for me.
Plover's piping.
The plover's piping. Bob in engineering pointed out to me that there already are 11 pipers piping in the 12 days of Christmas. So it's already there, so to speak. That's all. I just thought that I'd throw that in there. Well, people notice this stuff that I don't. So it's important to bring it to the forefront so that I can complete my education here at WGN. Now, Steve, I'll get.
Yes.
Do you know that not only are you, do they have 4th of July going on now and fireworks, but also Chicago and Northwest Indiana, the county fairs are going on now.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Which well, will,
you know, we want to see the piping plovers
right.
do well and wildlife do well, and especially these birds because they are an indicator. Actually, they're one of those species that indicates the health of an ecosystem, believe it or not. So we want these birds, also they're endangered, to do well. And it's like amazing. I mean, I couldn't imagine 20 years ago it would make the newspapers and headlines that plovers are having. I mean, that's great.
That's right.
And then we set off fireworks, which is going to scare them to death.
Here we
and
go.
not only those birds, but birds in general, they're going to fly into glass, you know, buildings and windows, and not only the birds. We'll talk about the pets in a moment, but they actually are so terrified. They are literally, in some cases, they're suffering a panic attack, but they're not alone. I am told by people who are experts that our soldiers, who are heroes to all of us, those that have come back with PTSD or just people who happen to have PTSD, suffer greatly when those fireworks go off. And for people on the spectrum, individuals, not only children but adults, the fireworks are often very, very difficult. People with learning issues often don't understand what's going on. So I am a fan of one day, and cities are actually doing this. They're converting to doing other forms of
drones.
Celebrations.
Drone celebrations, right?
Yep, and laser lights as well. Yeah. And I'm a fan of that. I mean, you know, it's also they're not good for the environment alone, you know. And on occasion, people lose an arm. So it just doesn't sound like we've done it, but it doesn't mean we have to continue doing it.
A point well taken. Now, let's talk about what we can do for the pets in the season we are in now, which, of course, is 4th of July and fireworks.
You know, people sometimes think, Mr. Landecker, that, my dog last year or 2 years ago was afraid, but now the dog has got to learn that really nothing bad is going to happen. Unfortunately, dogs don't learn quite that way, or cats. And in fact, the fear seems to worsen over time. And sometimes they generalize and begin to have other fears as a result of it. And I said two words earlier, panic attack. That's pretty accurate for a lot of these animals. So what can we do right now about it to make a difference? And one thing is, you know, it's getting too late to do real behavior modification, which is what I'm a fan of. That's playing fireworks at a very low volume, gradually pumping up the volume, giving pets something fun or distracting to do at the same time. That really works, but you need days to do that. So now what we can do is management for sure. So close windows, that makes sense. Put on the air conditioning, even if you don't really need it on. Turn on some relaxing music, or better, your favorite talk radio station.
Oh, sure.
There is, yeah, of course. And what that does is it
just
doesn't necessarily.
Just call me Thundercoat. That's me. I'm Thundercoat truly is my middle name. Yeah.
That's a, you could be a hero with a big T on your chest.
Oh, sure. That's right. Here he comes, okay. Thunderman.
Yes, exactly. Protecting all the pets. And
that's
another
right.
way to help pr- protect the pets is providing a hiding spot. So it's a fine line here. I'm going to ask you to figure this out. Right. Is your pet hiding, which is perfectly natural, to get away from these loud sounds that they don't understand? Or is your pet terrorized, hiding, but absolutely in terror? And there's a difference as to how you respond depending on what the answer is. So how can you tell? Well, maybe if the dog also doesn't want to eat, if the cat won't use the litter box because the litter box is a whole 10 feet away or further away and needs to hide in this place, if the animal is hypersalivating, if it's shaking, those sorts of things. If that is the case or has been the case in the past, don't wait. Do it tomorrow. Contact your veterinarian, because at this point in time, I say use drugs, psychopharmaceutical drugs. You won't need them for months at a time, hopefully. There aren't fireworks going on quite that long. Just several days at a time, and talk to your veterinarian about the appropriate product. There are several out there, and one, which is called an oral mucosal gel, you literally rub it on the gums. Your veterinarian will know what it is, and it is particularly tailored to loud sounds like fireworks.
Hmm. No kidding.
Now, if the dog or cat is just trying to hide, which is, again, perfectly natural, but isn't expressing the panic that I described, I think a good word is inconsolable. So if that pet is not inconsolable, you can still play with the pet. You could distract the pet, but the pet wants to, understandably, hide. First off, let the pet hide. But secondly, there are other things you could do to help minimize anxiety. There are nutraceuticals available. You and I have talked about that before. They're not nutritional supplements.
Right.
They're not pharmaceuticals. They're like a hybrid in between. But you can purchase them, and generally there are no side effects. They're very, 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 very few. Zilkeen is a hydrolyzed milk protein. That's one product. There's another product that is L-theanine, which is an amino acid naturally found in green teas. It's called Anxetane. There are several out there. And I would check out my story online, because some of the ones out there, there's more than several out there, like 100 out there, and some of them have no science behind them. So I like the ones that I just mentioned only because there's some science behind it. But that might help your pet, as well as pheromones. Some of those pheromones actually are made to, or a copy of naturally occurring pheromones, which is chemical signaling that pets communicate with one another, and they can help to calm as well and can work well. And you mentioned it, Thunder Shirt.
Yeah.
That can help a lot of, that can help a lot of dogs.
Absolutely.
Or if you're worried about, I'm not going to get this product on time at this point, just take an old T-shirt, depending on the size of your dog and your size, and put that on the dog. It kind of is not exactly the same, but if you can't get a Thunder Shirt in time, of course, some pet stores sell them as well. The question that I'm asked about a lot is CBD, and the answer is, I don't know. So studies have been done to demonstrate CBD can make a difference, a good difference, for some types of seizures, for example. We just don't know, except anecdotal evidence, which does matter, but we really don't know through scientific evidence if CBD helps with behavior issues like fear, anxiety, or stress. However, anecdotally, some say it does. The problem is all CBD products are not the same. Some of those products have bad things in them.
They
come from overseas, et cetera. You don't want that. So, again, talk to a veterinary professional.
Very good. So let's go over this again real quickly. Not quickly, but in case people, were diverted from what we were doing. We're talking about, taking your pets and those that are adversely affected by fireworks. Myself, I just have to say, I've had a number of dogs over the years. They could care less. There could be like fireworks exploding right over the house, and they don't even give it up. They don't even pay any attention whatsoever. So, it's not a universal problem.
No, but it's understandable. So imagine hearing an incredibly loud, unexplained. And their hearing is more sensitive than ours in the first place.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the idea that you were talking about of actually just sort of shutting it out, putting on some, closing the doors and windows and everything else, but, substituting something else like music or who knows, something that would divert the animal from what's going on outside, which would seem to be a very logical thing to do. But I don't know why the thought never occurred to me until you said it. It seems to be sort of a very organic, easy way to try to approach this problem. It sort of just divert the attention away from what's going on. I thought that was good.
Yeah, if you can. But the fireworks are so loud and their hearing is so good that depending on where you live, it can be a challenge, So right. Some people live at places where the neighbors, they're doing it all night, every night, for a couple of nights, right? It depends, So if they're that loud, you can make a difference. You can dampen the sound, but that's about all you can do. However, if the fireworks, if the fireworks are far enough away, but it can help. It can absolutely help. Also, I'd add in a ceiling fan if you have one.
Good idea. See? And by the way, some of those pharmaceutical, the very technical words that Steve was using, just check out Steve Dale's PetWorld.com and the article, Why Are So Many Pets Fearful of Fireworks and What to Do About It? And you'll find the names and the explanations, and you can... There's still plenty of time to get a hold of your vet and get the right thing for your pet. Get a hold of the vet and get the right thing for your pet. And we'll do more with Steve when we come back at 720 WGN. Here at 720 WGN. And let me remind you once again that Steve is on with us to talk about fireworks and pets because, it's that time of year. And, I just read in the paper today that, a lot of the suburbs, suburban Chicago, Northwest Indiana County fairs are going on. So it reminds me of a good Steve Dale story. Steve? Yeah. It was at this time of year, as a matter of fact, a long, long, long time ago. I was doing a remote broadcast from one of these, I believe, I'm not sure which county fair it was. I think it might have been. Are you suddenly realizing where I'm going with this?
No.
Come on. Really?
I don't. Yeah.
And Madonna?
The thing is
wait
that,
a minute. And Madonna was it?
Now I know. Yes. Yep. That's Madonna? Why I thought you played the Madonna bump in the first place.
Right. And Madonna was performing at Soldier Field the same evening. And this is before Steve became Steve. Before he became Steve. before he ever had a column or a radio program or spoke to gatherings of veterinarians and received awards for his help in the animal kingdom. What were you then?
I was young. What was my...
Were you an intern or...
Oh, I was so... I did... I came back and I actually was paid very little.
Entertainment reporter?
Yeah. I was writing an entertainment. I was writing a column at the Tribune about entertainment, and I loved being on the radio then, just as I do now.
Yeah.
And I, as I recall, I did entertainment reports on your show as well for this guy who sounds like this, Fred Winston.
Right. And so this one evening, as an entertainment reporter, Steve Dale is at Soldier Field covering Madonna with a cell phone, one of the early cell phones. I, as I say, am at this remote somewhere out in one of the great counties of the greater Chicagoland area at a county fair. And I am wandering around with a wireless mic. And at these county fairs, you have various kinds of animals gathered together, like, say, a poultry barn or a poultry tent or something like that. So I'm wandering in and out of these places, and I get in where the poultry is being kept and is displayed for their purpose in the county fair because it's agricultural, things like that. And I found that if I sort of waved my portable microphone in front of one of the roosters, this rooster would start roosting loudly. And I thought, well, now wait. You know, they say John Landecker, nonlinear thinking. Here we go. I say to myself, I've got Steve Dale at the Madonna concert with a cell phone that can go on the air, and we can hear Madonna, poor quality, but it doesn't really matter for the purposes of what I'm talking about. We can hear Madonna over the phone via Steve Dale's phone. And then at the same time, I can wave my remote microphone in front of these roosters, and I can have roosters singing along with Madonna at the same time. And that's exactly what we did. And I doggone it, I think it's one of the great stories, and I don't have any recording of it. I wish I had a tape of it, because it was an absolute riot. I'm telling you, Madonna and roosters.
Madonna laid an egg that night, I guess.
No, that was good. It was good. And you played...
Not really, because I don't think roosters lay eggs, but the best I can come up with... Yeah.
No, they don't. But they...
but you know, I so much love how you remember these stories, and I'm better than I do. I know a part of this story, but you telling me the story, it's like it's the first time I've heard about it in a way. I mean, I remember some of it, but right. Not all of it.
Well, you see, the thing is that I'm not going to say desperate when you're out doing remotes, but you're continually looking for any kind of something to do. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do at this particular place that's going to be different and unique and be something that's on the air? Well, let's go talk to roosters and chickens. And, you know, one thing leads to another. So, yeah, you know, it's very unusual for someone to say to me, Steve, you remember it and I don't. It's usually I don't remember it and you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you do. And you've told me other stories too, and either you've got, have the most amazing imagination ever, or a better memory for these things than I do.
It depends, I think.
Yeah. Well, given the circumstances, it's amazing either one of us remembered anything, but...
what are you doing for the 4th of July? You going to one of those many restaurants that you frequent and put up on Facebook?
we're going to my sister and brother-in-law's and niece and nephew and their baby are going, and a lot of dogs will be there, and hopefully not a lot of fireworks. One nice thing about having our dog, like the dogs you described, never fearful of fireworks, the dog we currently have, we've had some over the years that were, but this dog now is 16, so the best thing you can do for dogs fearful of fireworks is, I guess, wait until they hit the age of 16 or whatever, is they don't hear very well, and they're not hearing the fireworks, you know. So that does, it totally doesn't, she doesn't even notice it, you know. But do I have 30 seconds here?
Yes, you sure do.
Okay, so never, ever, ever tie out or tether a dog in a yard, but especially around the 4th. Some dogs actually choke themselves to death on that tether trying to get away from the loud sounds, or if they get away, and more dogs are lost on the 4th and 5th of July than any other 2 days of the year. That's so horrible. Make sure your dog is microchipped keep your dog on a leash or in the house. Sometimes people holler or scream or even punish a fearful dog or cat. What does that do? It makes them more fearful. So never do that as well. And never, I talked about pharmaceuticals, and some people, it happens all the time, will say, well, I use this anti-anxiety drug for myself, and they'll dose it for their dog. No. That is a very bad thing to do. Or they'll take something like Benadryl or something that'll make them sleepy. Well, it might work to make them sleepy, but now they're terrified and sleepy. That is not the answer. In fact, I'd argue that's inhumane.
Wow. All right. You know, I just wanted to say that on the text line, 312 said, I, too, run the air and keep the TV or radio on to drown out some of the racket Another mentioned those Thunder shirts. This is really sad. 815 said, my mare would wedge herself up against one side of her stall and shake continuously when fireworks would go off, which I dreaded each year. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, for horses, it's especially, especially bad because horses are prey animals who are so attuned to their environment and so sensitive. So, yes, I mean, I really wish we could do... We have the technology now to do lasers or drones or both. I think we should go that route. Other cities have.
I've seen some of the laser stuff, and it's absolutely spectacular. Well, anyway, Steve, enjoy your family and have a great 4th of July. And I will talk to you soon, and people can check you out on the radio and also your pet world. So thanks.
Absolutely. Have a great 4th.
By the way, you were great, okay? You were fantastic. You understand what I'm saying?
You did believe you.
You did a really good job.
I'll text you anyway.
All right, bye.